Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning and happy Thursday to you. This is Marcia Pruitt. I'm back in Dallas, Texas, and I'm very excited to welcome all of you to our team call. This is our Jet Set team call, and we are blitzing all the way to the YTB National Convention. We're so glad you joined us. Hey, I'm going to quickly go through some announcements before we get started. First of all, we are blitzing towards the convention, and we've got less than 30 days. And one of the things we want to make sure and encourage all of our new people is to make sure everyone's attending the CRTA events. You probably have one going on in your town this weekend. I know we've got one in Dallas this weekend. So please encourage all of your new people. Encourage the people that are wondering whether they should go to a convention. Encourage them to go to a CRTA. This month, as we're blitzing, encourage everyone to go to the CRTA. If you've been before, it's a good time now to go back again. Just want to encourage everybody to make sure to put that on your list. And also, use the tools that are provided for you to help you build your business. One of the tools is our Jet Set 24-hour hotline. This hotline is, of course, especially designed to help your business grow, especially when you're not even available. So make sure all of your team is aware of the hotline. And here is the number. It is area 512-404-1250. If you have not heard that hotline yet, after this call, make sure and pick up the phone and call that 512 number again and make sure and press number 1, listen to that, then press number 2, listen to that, press number 3, listen to that, and press number 4 so that you can see how you can also use this tool to help your business grow. Make sure and grab at least 2 people tonight and have them listen to the call tonight that's going to describe the YTB business. It's going to be a great call. It's going to be up with our South Florida director, Carone March, and our multiple dream bonus earner, Alton Patterson. Now, that call is going to take place tonight at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and that's going to be on this very same line. You'll want to have at least 2 new people to listen to that call tonight. Now, as I mentioned, we've got the YTB convention coming up in August. That's going to be August 6th through the 10th. That's going to take place in St. Louis. We still have an opportunity to still get in at the lower price, so make sure and tell all of your team about that. Anyone who's not registered, they can still get registered at the lower price. And then let's talk about all those new people who still get in at the introductory price for 2 weeks. So I know you're bringing a lot of people on. You're talking about it at your travel parties. And make sure to encourage new people to get out to the YTB convention. They still got a great price. And believe me, it's going to help your business so much. We really kind of can't put into words what the conventions kind of really do for people from the inside out. But we want to encourage as much of our team and make sure that everyone is attending the YTB convention and also attending the YTB University. Great place to get instruction from so many leaders. And you may have to help your team on that because they may not know which classes or which directors or what's good. So make sure and give them some recommendations and some suggestions as far as the YTB University and make sure that they're pre-registered. And also mark your calendar, still regarding the convention time. Mark your calendar for Friday, August 8th. Now, that's going to be in the evening. We're going to have our Jet Set Team Award and Recognition Ceremony. Now, we're going to do that Friday night. And at this point, all I want you to do is mark your calendars. And we're going to do that late night. We're all going to be excited anyway. No one can sleep. So after dinner, we're going to plan to do something late. It'll probably go on from about 9 p.m. until like midnight. So go ahead and mark your calendar for Friday, August 8th. You already have an event, and you're going to appear at the Jet Set Award and Recognition Ceremony. Just hang on. I'll give you all the specifics and exactly what room it's going to be in and all that stuff coming up, okay? I want you at this point to go ahead and mark your calendars. And now I think it's time to bring on our leader. And as you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates his earnings are over $1 million in a 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this morning in Dallas, Texas, with a big smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Well, good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to each and every one of you. Good morning, champions all across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning, power team leaders. Good morning, dream bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors. Good morning, Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. And yes, Marcia, all of us can feel your smile coming through the phone. It is a real pleasure to talk with and greet each and every one of you champions across the nation and throughout the world. You know, it is important, ladies and gentlemen, that each and every one of us realize what a season of blitz is. It is an all-out aggressive action, and we are truly blitzing and building our business straight to the national convention, all the way to the stage. You know, it is important as we begin to build our business and press that reset button and restart our business all over again. So right now, the size of your team, where your business is, just imagine being able to restart your business and start all over with the team that you have in place right now. You know, it's important as we go out and we become truly conversation specialists and spread the good news about this incredible company as we share our business. I want to just kind of go back to just some real basics in sharing the business. Now, Marcia mentioned the 24-hour hotline. I just want to kind of cover a couple of things about that. As you're beginning to share your business and spread the word, remember, you press that when you call that number and you press 1, you'll hear a 3-minute overview about our business. You'll press 2, and you'll hear a full, complete presentation with a full, complete overview along with testimonials. That's when you press 2, and the whole thing is only 20 minutes long, 10 minutes in the overview and 10 minutes of testimonials. You'll press 3 at the conclusion of your travel parties, at the conclusion of your presentations, just so you can have your guests meet Marcia and James Pruitt along with Roland Latouris and Craig Sweet. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that is a closing call when you press 3. But if you're just coming aboard with YTB, want to give your business a solid foundation and immediate start, press 4 for a get started session and an orientation to the business. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not called and pressed 4, it's important, I believe, to do so, because it talks a lot about earning and it talks a lot about learning. Now, those are two completely different things. Yes, you want to learn as much as you can about your business, but learning is one thing, but you need to know absolutely nothing to start earning immediately, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you call the hotline and press 4 and get your Get Started session and your orientation underway. And it talks about how the importance of beginning to build your list of contacts and people that you know. This is such an important step, ladies and gentlemen, to build your list. Of course, go to the harvestisplenty.net. That is theharvestisplenty.net. If you'll go there, ladies and gentlemen, and press I just joined, now what? That's on the training page. It'll teach you how to walk straight through how to build your list, how to grade your list, how to find the diamonds on your list, and then contact your power team leader and let them know that you are ready to get to your power team in 7 days. That's right, 7 days to your power team, 7 days to your first $1,000 bonus. And the importance of doing this, ladies and gentlemen, it's just so absolutely important. I want to pause for just a moment, if I could, and bring on my partner in success. I'm talking about everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen. He's a third-level director. He's a multiple President's Club ring wearer. And yes, indeed, he is a big-time bonus earner. Please help me welcome to the call none other than Mr. Roland Latouris. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, man, people are still buzzing about the meeting that we had here this weekend, man, and the cruise, man. And I just want to thank you and Marcia publicly, you know, bringing your family out for all that you did. You know, Craig Sweet and his family, man, all the directors that was at the meeting that made it so special, James. And the meeting that we had at the Faith Center, we had Jerome and Rhonda Thomas and Lady the Pearl, everyone. Just held hands and it made it so. I just want to thank you personally, man. I know you guys in Dallas, Texas, is, you know, kicking your feet up now. I just want to thank you for all that you did, man. I just want to say how you're doing. Good looking.
Well, let me tell you, Roland, I'm doing very, very good this morning. It's extremely special time. You know, Roland, I look back at Marcia, myself attending Steve Branch and T.V. Wilson's national convention there in Virginia, and leaving there, and of course going to the great state of Florida where you were, Roland, and in doing the Harvest is Plenty cruise and Coach Tomer and all of the Jet Set directors and everything that took place on that event, and you had the foresight, the vision to put together those powerful events immediately following one right there in West Palm Beach, and of course another, Roland, right there in Fort Lauderdale, or should I say Sunrise, Florida, and of course with Coach Tomer, Bob Proctor, all the Jet Set directors. What a powerful, powerful event. No wonder, Roland, people are still tingling from those events that we have put together. And let me tell you something. It's just so important, Roland, to be present there at the event. I remember, Roland, when you were there at the national convention, not last year, but the year before, what happened, what took place in you, in your business, and look at the success that you have right now. Roland, we have an extremely special treat this morning for everyone throughout the nation and all over the world, Roland. We have, listen to this, not only do we have a member of YTP's very impressive executive team, but the leader of YTB's incredible executive team. We're talking about the CEO of YourTravelBiz.com. We have him present this morning. I want to just bring him aboard to talk a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes there at YTB and putting together the incredible convention. Please help me welcome to the call, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Andy Coffin. Are you there this morning, Andy?
I'm here, James. How are you doing?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. As you can tell, Andy, we are so fired up and truly ready to blitz straight to the convention, straight to the stage. Tell us a little bit about why a new person coming into business and why all of us need to be there at the YTB National Convention, Andy.
I will, James. I will. We're so excited about it, we can't even hardly see straight. We're possessed with it right now. We get into a mode. It starts about, of course, we start planning the convention 364 days before the event. In fact, the day after last year's convention ended on Sunday morning, we had a debriefing meeting on Monday morning. We evaluated what we did right and what we could improve on for the convention from last year and make this one better this year. And we've been working on it for 364 days. We've got a team of 40 people on what we call the National Convention Planning Team. And we try to make this event something that is hassle-free, something that's motivational, something that's instructional, something that's really, really valuable to when you walk away from that. We want people to just fly out of the room, just know that their business will accelerate. And I think this convention is just it's almost unfathomable. It's just terrific. If I could, I'll just run over just a few of the details, and you just stop me when we run out of time. I was going to ask for a show of hands of how many people have registered for the national convention. I don't know how smart that would be right now, though. But a few years ago, the convention had, or I think in 2004, we had about 700 people in the convention. My first convention was in 2005. We had 1,300. The next year, in 2006, we had 3,288. Last year, 10,800 people. We're expecting around 18,000 to 20,000 people at the convention this year. It's at the America Center and at the Edward Jones Dome. And the spectacular thing about it is the dome, of course, is where the Rams play football. Or play at football. I'm not sure. I'm not really a Rams fan, but go Dallas Cowboys. Anyway. We've got the entire stadium. We're dropping a drape at the 50-yard line, and the stage will be on the 50-yard line toward the goal. And half the stadium will accommodate our seating. We'll have plenty of seating for the 18,000 to 20,000 people. There'll be some people on the floor. We've got a really, really great seating arrangement. You know, there's several ways you could facilitate 20,000 people coming into a stadium for Friday and Saturday for four general sessions. And one way would be just, you know, just like if you were to buy show tickets, you could go online or you could call in and you could just say, I'd like the best four seats available, the best two seats available. And so James and Marcia, you know, might get front row seats one and two. And then three days later, somebody calls and wants to sit beside you, and that's impossible because everything around you is sold out. So that arrangement didn't work. And so the next thing is just open the doors and let people come in. And we thought that'd be dangerous. We'd have people spending the night on the street for 3 days in tents getting ready to crash the gates on Friday morning, probably at 4 or 5 o'clock. And we really think we'd lose some lives over that deal. So that didn't work. So we've come up with this. We actually consulted with another company that holds a convention on an annual basis with about 60 or 70,000 people. And here's the way they do it. They divide the registrants up into teams, and we've done that. We've divided the registrants up into the Circle of Champions team. There's one team called the James and Marcia Pruitt Jet Set team. So that means that everybody, all the directors, James and Marcia in your organization, all the way down, including directors, will be in the Jet Set group. And so we have 14 of those groups in the Circle of Champions, and to be fair, we rotate that group and all the other 14 groups, we rotate at every general session. So in one general session, you may be on the floor, one general session, you may be on the top deck, and one general session, you may be on the middle deck, and the fourth general session, you may be back in the lower deck. So it's fair for everybody. There's no fighting over the seats. In fact, when you get your registration badge, it'll have on the bottom of it, it'll have Pruitt. You know that you're in the Pruitt Circle of Champions group, and you go to your program, and you'll see in that program where your director sits, and if your director is underneath that group, then you know that you're going to be with that group, and it'll be designated, and there'll be seating charts and everything. And I think that's pretty cool, and I really got off track because this is not where I was going to start. I was going to start by just giving you an overview of the several days. Do I have a couple of more minutes, James?
I'm here, Andy. Hey, let me just ask you, you know, it's impossible, Andy, to be around Coach Palmer and not hear him talk about this convention. He talked about CNN being there, ABC being there, CBS, NBC, and all the different stations that are covering this event. He talked about 95 semis that are going to be trucking from, I guess, from Indiana there to
right.
St. Louis, along with a helicopter. I've heard about it. It's impossible for me to think, how can you outdo last year's convention? But as I'm hearing more and more about it, it does seem like this year is truly just completely overshadow what was been put together before, what we all thought could not be outdone. And Marcia has been talking about the YTB University classes, which has been just so instrumental in the previous years in instructing so many people exactly step by step how to build their business from people who have done it. And now it's even better. Andy, we could talk forever, but just talk a little bit about what's been put together. And I know you can't say too much, but just kind of give us a clue, insight
okay.
of what we should expect there.
Okay. I will comment, first of all, on the YTB University. Marcia brought it up earlier. Over the 2 days, over Wednesday and Thursday, we have 16 venues, 16 locations. And these meeting rooms are anywhere. The smallest one's around 1,000. The largest one is 4,000, believe it or not. And so we've got 16 of those. Look, we can seat 26,000 students per session. So, I mean, we've got plenty of room for everybody. It won't be like last year when people had to stand in line and then even at the last minute couldn't get in. We've got plenty of room for everybody. We've got 16 venues in the America Center and even in the Renaissance across the street. And we have classes at 8, 10, 12, 2, and 4. That's five times on Wednesday, the same schedule on Thursday. So we've got 10 class times, 16 venues, which is 160 options of classes, taught by 89 instructors, and they're top-tier instructors. And these are not just motivational events. These are not just testimonial events. These are really solid, meaty, instructional curricula that will help people in every phase of their business, from travel and marketing through professional services and tax guidance and everything to do with their business. It'll be a you'll be able to catch 10 courses over those 2 days and really, really improve your business. And the National Convention General Sessions are on Friday and Saturday. I don't want to leave out the Thursday night Coach's Corner Buffet Dinner, a little intimate gathering with about 4,000 people in one of the grand ballrooms there. And that, if you're in Coach's Corner, you will have already gotten the information on that. You will have been asked to respond to that, which is really important so we can plan for you. And that'll be a spectacular event on Thursday evening. Friday and Saturday, 4 general sessions, 2 each day, 9 to noon, and 3 to 6 each of Friday and Saturday. Now, you've already mentioned we've got a huge room available for the Jet Set, the Pruitt Group on Friday evening. You asked about that a long time. You were the first one, James and Marcia, to ask about that, and that provision has been made. Let me give you just one more minute, and I'm going to give you the opening. I'm going to give you some of this is a description in our agenda of the opening 15 minutes of the of General Session 1. Starting about 90 minutes before the launch, there's the music starts and people will be able to go in and get their seats, and hopefully there'll be no rush and blood and beating each other to get to seats. It'll all be a pretty calm thing, but the music will build and there's a little trivia game that's going on the big screens where you'll be able to that'll entertain you some and make you chuckle. But behind it really is the big music build up until 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock on the button, the lights go down, the stage spot goes on Ron Head, and Ron Head will sing a cappella. He'll start singing the national anthem. As he is singing the national anthem, the color guard comes out. All 5 branches of the military are represented with a color guard, all spit and polished, will come out, and they will march with the flags up during Ron Head singing at the national anthem. And 30 seconds before the end of the national anthem, a huge eagle is released and flies around the dome in a spotlight. I mean, a real live eagle. And as the national anthem concludes, you will hear drums beating in the background as the color guard marches off. And then there's this spectacular video that is broadcast on 3 screens that go up into the dome of the stadium that's about 150 feet high. And these screens are covering Lady Liberty. And these screens have some very inspirational people on it. I'm not going to get into that right now, but it's just something that's just – and by now there's – probably not a dry eye in the house, but when you see this is really spectacular. And so these things start playing, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if I should get into all this or not. There will be some songs that is just a very patriotic song by an individual accompanied by another individual. And after they get through these two courses, the lights come on, and behind on this massive stage, which is 180 feet or something wide, there's a 300-voice YTB choir, all dressed in their red, white, and blue robes, and they will continue singing this song of "Oh Beautiful for Spacious Skies." It will just be spectacular. Then the kabuki, they call it. That's a stage word for a curtain. It's a huge curtain, drops, and behind there is Lady Liberty, and the fireworks go off, and the music builds, and then some very special stuff and goes around the room, and that's just the beginning. That's the beginning. That will be a patriotic beginning, and then hopefully I'll have enough energy to run out on stage and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, your YTB directors," and then the directors who will be sitting in the front section right there in front of the stage, so they can see all this. We started to put a behind stage, but no, Scott said no, they'll want to catch this grand opening. So they'll be sitting right in front of the stage. They'll stand up, and they will be introduced. There'll be a photograph of them on the big screens as their name is read, and they'll come up and line up across the stage. And there'll be about 500 people in that director group, and they'll all be dressed in their what we call their freedom attire, which you've already seen that. It's really spectacular. It looked like the Olympics. Everybody's got their big their freedom warm-ups on, and as that fabulous director group will line up, and then after that we'll bring Coach and Scott and Kim out, and the rest will be history. It's just going to be a spectacular event. We're so thrilled about it. Registration is going well. As you know, the registration price has been continued at $150 through this next Monday, I believe. Then it goes to $200 from there down through the door. It's really important to register early. If you register before you get there, you sure will save a lot of time, because there will be several thousand people who will be registering on-site, standing in these lines for their name badges and to pick up their event paraphernalia. There's a beautiful big red, white, and blue roller bag filled with stuff that everybody gets when you check in. But if you've registered early, and you'll get your name tag and your lanyard in the mail as you arrive on the scene, you bypass the registration booth. You go straight to what's called the baggage claim, and you just simply show them your name badge, and they'll punch that, and you'll pick up your stuff, and you're off and running. It's just going to be spectacular. Registration starts early Wednesday morning, and so anytime during Wednesday and Thursday during those days, you can register even Friday morning before the event kickoff. Something that will just absolutely change the course. If we could just open people's mind up and put in there a vision of how this convention will change their business and change their outlook. There are some surprises. There are some revelations that this plan for this event that will absolutely change the course of YTB and everybody affiliated with it. So other than that, not a lot going on.
Well, Andy, you know that, I don't know if you know or not, but, you know, on the Harvest of 20 cruise, Coach pulled the Circle of Champions inside of his chambers, and we were just kind of visiting. Roland, a tourist, was there, and we were just kind of talking and visiting. And, you know, he talked about, you know, some of the details, and you did an incredible job of describing that without letting the cat out of the bag. And I noticed how you did that. It took such skill to describe that without giving away some of the secrets and surprises along the way. Now he talked about, you know, the cost of it costs to attend the YTB convention, that every single person that attends that convention that pays the price to be there will actually receive in their welcome package something of value more than it costs to even just in the welcome package. You know, you talked a little bit about what that would contain, but I just think it's interesting that, you know, what it costs to attend this incredible event, you're going to get, you know, how do you describe that? Your welcome package, your the value of that's more than it cost to join. It was just sometimes it's difficult knowing some things and not being able to say all that you want to say. But Roland, just hearing about this event, Roland, and you and I have been to other conventions in the past, and I've seen how each convention has been like a promotion, Roland, so to speak, and going to a new level in your YTB business. How excited are you, Roland, about attending this year's convention?
Well, James, I remember my very first convention was with Andy's very first convention, A Time to Build, man. And I just never knew that it could get better, and it got better. And you know what, James? That first convention did a lot for me and my business. I remember you telling me, James, Roland, you got to go to convention. It is important. I said, oh, it's just a pet running. You know, I don't need it. I'm already motivated. I wanted to be with James when I went there. It was because of the convention that myself and my wife was able to go through the tough times of the hurricane along with the star team and Rolanda White. Because, see, something happened to that convention, man. You know, YTB was important in our hearts, man. So I know it's extremely important to be part of the convention. And Andy, man, as we get ready for the convention, man, and each year, Andy, you keep outdoing yourself, man. I mean, the Time to Build was great. And then we did the champions, the Business of Champions was awesome. And, you know, and then last year, here we are, you know, we have the nation that's anticipating, you know, the news trusts are going to be there. It's going to be awesome. But, Andy, I mean, we have a lot of people that are saying, I want to get their role and I'm registered, you know, but a place to stay. Do you have any insight on the hotel rooms? Because I'm just telling people to show up and bring a sleeping bag and, you know, sleep in the corner somewhere. But do you have any, can you enlighten us about the hotel room situation over there?
You know, Sandy Pippins is that she's the one on our National Convention Planning Committee who heads up all the local people here in St. Louis tell us we're one of the biggest conventions in St. Louis in the year. We've already gotten local coverage here on bringing 20,000 people and millions of dollars into the economy, and so we're getting a lot of cooperation. We've had almost 11,000 rooms booked already, but there are still hotels available. I think you can go online at the registration site, and I think there are some hotels that are illustrated there. I think some of the downtown hotels right across from the convention center, of course, are booked up like the Renaissance, but there are other hotels downtown, perhaps the Adams Mark and others, and then there are others out by the airport that's on a rail system that takes you right downtown and dumps you right by the convention center. So there's plenty of hotels at this point.
Great. And I want to make a correction, because I know James introduced you as the CEO, but I want you to know he's actually the COOL, colon of YTB.
Yeah, Scott doesn't want to hear that I'm the CEO, because Scott would think that he's got to go look for a job, and that's not the case. He's my boss.
You know,
I love you, Roland. You're terrific.
Well, let me tell you something, Andy. It's exciting. I just want everyone to know there's a difference between true excitement about what's about to happen and hype. I just want to make sure that everyone knows, yes, we are truly excited about this event and the importance of being there. You know, it's said when you look back at those who've attended the national conventions in the past, and look back at the downline, look back at the teams, and you can look at those that did attend, there's a difference in the growth of their YTB business, the ones that were attended, the ones that were there, versus the ones who were not. Now, let me tell you, if you're not able to make it, we do understand. However, if you have any possibility of being there or some very special people that you know to be there, make sure that we're pointing everyone to this incredible, incredible, historic event that's going to take place in less days. So, yes, we're charging, Andy. We're building our business. We're getting every new person that comes into our business, but letting them know the importance of being there in presence there at the actual event to witness it, to experience it, that one trigger, that one flip inside of them flip, which makes a difference in their life, makes a difference in their YTB business, and it's just so important for everyone to know, yes, we are blitzing, we're building our business, but we're charging straight to the stage. That's right, straight to the stage there at the National Convention. Andy, any closing comments that you have for the importance of being there? Well, you know, it's hard to talk about things that you haven't and still not let the cat out of the bag, but is there anything that you want us to know about this convention and the importance of being there?
Well, one of the things that we do at the convention, we always what we call blockbuster announcements, and we've got seven blockbuster announcements. And unless you can squeeze it out of Coach, he's probably the easiest guy to get it out of. And behind the setting with your Circle of Champions, if you didn't get it from him, then I don't think you're going to get it between now and the convention, James. But the theme for this convention is liberty and travel for all, and it is a patriotic event, but it's also celebrating our freedom, freedom to build. Freedom to live the lifestyle, freedom to be in a wonderful nation where we can get together without any fear of oppression and celebrate like this and learn and to build our own independence. And this is a wonderful event. We're really going to celebrate it. We love it. Look forward to seeing everybody there.
Well, Ron, I'm super excited. We had an incredible, incredible call this morning. Just want to, of course, talk about the importance of getting someone, anyone, 2, 3, 5, 6 on the conference call this evening to share your business. Don't forget to use the 24-hour hotline. Roland, I want to just take the baton and pass it to you to close out this call like you do each and every morning. Roland, take it away.
James, I would love to, man. The convention changed my life. The convention changed my business. The convention changed the Star Team business. The convention changed Rolanda White's business. It was because of the convention. You know, if you could just press your way through there, and we understand if you can't make it, but if you could just press your way through, there's a story in the Bible where there's a woman with an issue of blood, you know, that if I could just touch the hem, you know, if I could just get there, that would be an impartation that's going to change my life. They're going to change my business. Sometimes we need that extra push. So I just say, man, by faith, believe that you're going to make it there by faith. Believe that you're going to attend by faith. Believe that all the finances are going to be taken care of. Just by faith. Just make your way, register, and start doing things by faith and watch it work out. James, I just know that it just changed my business, and it just made me stronger to deal with the things that I had to face when it came to my YTB business. So I would like to see each and every one of you on the call. The person that gets the most people to convention wins. The person that gets the convention wins. Believe me, guys, it makes a difference. I'm just excited and anticipating on what's going to happen at this national convention. On behalf of Jason Marcia Pruitt, Roland Michelle Torres, the COOL of YTB, Andy Carlton, don't believe what you see. See what you believe, because we're skipping levels in 2008, because with God, all things are possible. Be blessed. Amen. See you on call in the morning.
All right.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Great. Information about the convention, and as they said, you know, try to find a way to get there. I don't know what those seven blockbuster announcements are going to be, but I mean, I'm just anticipating, and I know it's going to be something that's just going to help our businesses grow and expand, and just help take us all to different levels and different heights in the business. Mike DeCello, you got any comments this morning?
Yes, sir. Building for the convention, man. It sounds very exciting, very exciting. Building for the convention. I think the comments that were made were very inspiring. I mean, and we've been hearing this for the last 90 days, so, you know, it's all in place now. It's coming together. You know, it sounds great, Sitali.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's countdown to the convention. And for those listening, hey, do what you got to do to get there. And as they say, try to get 10% of your team to be able to make it to the convention. And I'm constantly working on that right now. With that in mind, hey, see you on the call in the morning, people. God bless.